Cuba, and much more. Today is Tuesday, September 5, 2023. Statement of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The Ministry of the Interior has detected and is working to neutralize and dismantle a human trafficking network operating from Russia to incorporate Cuban citizens living there and even some from Cuba to participate in the military operations in Ukraine. Attempts of this nature have been neutralized and criminal proceedings have been initiated against persons involved in these activities. Cuba's enemies promote distorted information that seeks to tarnish the country's image and present it as an accomplice to these actions, which we categorically reject. Cuba has a firm and clear historical position against mercenary actions and plays an active role in the United Nations in repudiation of that practice, being the author of several of the initiatives approved in that form. Cuba is not part of the war in Ukraine. It is acting and will act energetically against anyone who, from our national territory, participates in any form of human trafficking for the purpose of recruitment or mercenary actions that arm Cubans to use weapons against any country. The 12th round of talks on migration issues between Cuba and the Dominican Republic will be held this Tuesday in Havana, as reported by the island's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The Dominican delegation will be headed by the Vice Minister of Consular and Immigration Affairs, Opinio Diaz, while the Cuban part will be chaired by the Deputy Head of the Foreign Ministry, Elio Rodriguez. The exchange will allow analyzing the state of the migratory flow between both countries. In addition, joint actions will be assessed aimed at discouraging illegal acts associated with irregular migration and guaranteeing a regular, orderly, and safe migratory flow. The round is carried out in the context of the visit to Cuba of the Dominican Foreign Minister Roberto Alvarez, who the day before met with the Cuban Interim Minister of Foreign Affairs, Josefina Vidal, and ratified the interest in strengthening bilateral ties. Political personalities from various countries will participate in the traditional French festival La Fête de l'Humanité, scheduled for September 15-17, where various activities will be carried out to denounce and condemn the U.S. blockade against Cuba. During the Political Cultural Festival, Cuba Coop will host the second European meeting against the United States blockade of the largest of the Antilles to stand it cheers with the Cuban newspaper Granma. Solidarity associations from Germany, Belgium, Spain, France, Italy, and Sweden will be represented in the forum, which will also promote concrete cooperation actions with the besieged Caribbean country. Cuba is organizing for next October the 6th International Convention of Tourism Studies, CIET Cuba 2023, that will put on the table the most relevant trends of the global travel industry. The appointment is scheduled from October 25 to 28 in the Ciénaga de Zapata, southwestern Matanzas, the most important wetland on this island and a large part of the Caribbean, an important setting for recreation, much sought after by travelers from all over the world. This is a meeting intended primarily for students, professionals, and academics with the aim of exchanging knowledge and experiences in tourism management, as well as incorporating the best international practices on these issues. The organizing committee provides conferences, panels, and free topics for discussions. The Faculty of Tourism of the University of Havana celebrated its 15th anniversary on July 3, 2023, in a solemn act in the Aula Magna of the High House of Studies. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.